This is Up All Night with Prince, a two-part audio documentary about Prince's prolific and experimental period of 2001 and 2002. Brought to you by The Current in collaboration with the Prince Estate, Paisley Park, and Sony Music Entertainment.
He was provoking, you know, the audience, his fans, to be open-minded, to listen to different music, more open, more improvisation, more jazz in some way, you know.
You know, a lot of times when people ask me about the Rainbow Children album, I always equate it to Miles Davis's Bitches Brew. It was really a departure from what Prince normally did.
He was just brewing on stage. He was concocting his composition. The composition was free. He was free.
The early 2000s were an exhilarating time to be a Prince fan. Prince began the new millennium by announcing that the artist formerly known as Prince was finally free of all major label obligations and would once again be known by his birth name. To celebrate, he made a dramatic shift away from touring behind his hits toward creating music that felt jazz-oriented, exploratory, and free. And thanks to his groundbreaking NPG Music Club, he was able to share his new work with his fans online the moment he created it. This was an era when Prince was flying under the radar of mainstream consciousness, a decision, let's be honest, that couldn't have been too difficult to make, given how cruelly the media had treated him when he changed his name to a symbol the decade before. Instead of catering to a pop culture landscape that failed to understand him, he chose instead to speak directly to his longtime supporters, and it gave him the room he needed to spread out, think deeply about his work, and find a more authentic creative path.